This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vax from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com will be joining us shortly. We'll go into how the broadcast media attempts to hypnotize you and get you under their control. And we'll also, cover more about the Fear and Death Administration. Now, only the way John Rappaport can relate it to you all, to us all. And I appreciate that very much. Super Don making it sound so good. George is on the board at GCN. And we're just clipping along. I'm still upright. I'm still awake. If you're just tuning in, I had a red eye in, didn't sleep much. I was just talking about, I don't know why we got on the subject of I remember John Wick was the name of the movie. Last hour, I couldn't remember it, where we were talking literally this place called the Continental. And that's what brought me to the John Wick movie. And I watched this, because I couldn't sleep on the plane last night, Super Don. I'm like, all right, forget it. I'm not going to fight it. I feel so uncomfortable. I'll just turn that movie screen on thing. I think they call it a TV screen. And they have movies there. And there was one with Charlize Theron, where she was like a super agent in East Germany, the fall of the Berlin Wall, and all of this stuff. I can't remember the name of the movie.
Yeah. I was watching her last night on a different movie. That's kind of
Mad Max Fury Road, you said.
Yeah.
So, no, this movie was called Atomic Blonde.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, and it might as well have been a Roadrunner cartoon with Wile E. Coyote. I mean, it was just like over-the-top cartoon violence. I mean, even one of those hits, if she took in real life, she would be knocked out, done, over with. So it was so not... I mean, I guess the people are into ultra-violent. I mean, don't get me wrong, John Wick, I enjoyed those movies. Yes, they are violent, I mean, but it's really done well, and... I'm not saying even that's all.
Realistic violence versus...
Yes, it was more in that
case. Gotcha. All right.
But with the atomic bomb, it's like, it kept going. It should have ended like 10 different times. And we got to throw some more violence in there. We got to show you what a bad aspirin Charlize Theron is. And it's like, it was beyond ridiculous. So, anyway, that's my review of Atomic Blonde. And,
okay.
Yeah, I could have done without that. But now at least I sort of saw it.
I will probably watch it anyway. I haven't had a chance to see that one yet.
Yeah. I'm not saying don't see it, but folks, the real disaster movie is reality. The reality as it relates to the Fear and Death Administration that we call the Food and Drug Administration. That's the FDA. Now, we've recently covered the fact that Scott Gottlieb, the appointee to lead lead the FDA, and it's in the Trump administration. He's kind of an anti-Trumper based on what he has proposed to do, is to say, we've got to clamp down on homeopathy. It should be illegal, right? Harm no one, killed no one, and yet we're dealing with opioids. We're dealing with more than that. In fact, a recent study showing that over 30% of all FDA-approved drugs have grave and deadly side effects, 30%. Now, I could argue that 100% potentially have grave side effects. Of course, it's dose dependent in most cases. Like if you took it at normal levels, you should expect that you wouldn't see a deadly side effect. But the problem is with most of modern medicine, perhaps they're saying 30% here, but at a level of normalcy, in other words, at a prescribed dose,
Not going to excess is enough to kill you. And I've said it, and of course, John Rappaport has written extensively about it. He's literally written about this
literally.
For years.
Not figuratively.
No,
literally. Yes.
And it's based on peer-reviewed literature within the Journal of the American Medical Association, the New England Journal of Medicine, and The Lancet. I mean, three of the top journals in the world have acknowledged the danger of iatrogenic disease. So that is death caused by modern medicine. Primarily due to the substances that are approved by governmental agencies for inclusion into the prescription pads of licensed dunderheaded doctors around the world, particularly here in the United States, but Canada as well and other areas. And so this article only, you know, strengthens our argument that the most dangerous thing you can have is really good medical insurance, because it guarantees you're going to have access to all of the best that modern medicine has to offer, including perhaps the most expensive drugs they can throw at you. It's one thing to use a drug that's been on the market for 10 or more years. You pretty much have a perspective over that time frame of how much it's going to take to kill you. But you don't know in the first 5 years of any new drug what that level will be. And we also know that, as I said, even a level that's 10% of the prescribed dose is enough in some people to kill them. Now, is that me arguing that they should never be on the market ever? No, not necessarily, although it could be argued if you support a culture of life, you would severely curtail the access to those drugs. But if you're a libertarian, truly, you would say, well, they should be on the market for anybody to get at any time without a doctor's prescription. I think in Mexico you can get a lot of those things. Now, I'm not even arguing for that per se, because the people have not been fully informed as to the true danger, the risks associated with those properly used, administered, and prescribed FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. So the JAMA's report showing 30% of all FDA-approved drugs have deadly, potentially or actually or literally deadly side effects, Super D.
Indeed. And like you said, 30% based on everything that I know and that we've talked about does sound low.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting. When I was reading this article, you know, they're talking about how 1,000 people are treated in emergency departments for a single FDA-approved drug, one that we've talked about on this show quite a bit, opioids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mind-boggling. I mean, 1,000 people, and that's just on opioids. Now, right. You combine that with people that are going to the ER room for all of the other types of drugs, whether we're talking about acetaminophen, or things of that nature. That's thousands of people every day.
Right.
We're hearing all this stuff about the flu, right? You know, here's one person sick from the flu over here, and there's, you know, five people over here and stuff, and over 1,000 people a day just on opioids?
Remember, according to the leftist, reductionist, atheistic medical dunderheaded doctors that prescribe this stuff, drug is only real if it can kill you. Which is how, you know, how they say, well, homeopathy can't be real because you can't be harmed by it. Imagine that. But Scott Gottlieb wants to crack down on it. To report on this and a whole lot more from No More Fake News, our good buddy John Rappaport joins us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. John, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Robert. Good to see you, hear you.
It's awesome to be here with you. I don't know how I'm awake, but perhaps the excitement and anticipation of having you on the show, even though I was on a red eye and I don't feel like I slept a wink. Maybe 5 minutes, I'll give my buddy said you're asleep. But regardless, I'm here, we're awake, you're definitely awake, my friend, and you're waking people up all over planet Earth.
Well, I'd like you to send me the link on this new article about 30% of the drugs. That's an interesting factoid that they have squeezed out of the toothpaste tube. One thing that I would point out to the audience is, of course, it's much higher than 30% are potentially deadly and do kill people at an alarming rate. But what does that mean about the studies on these drugs and their safety that are routinely published in the most prestigious medical journals in the world, like clockwork, every week, praising the drugs and saying that they are both safe and effective? What that says is that this research is by and large fake, fraudulent research that is being approved by the editors of these medical journals and published. So for those, say, medical bloggers who live in mommy's basement and are prone to defending all studies all the time as being conventional studies, as being, you know, the gold standard of science, just keep that in mind, that you can't have both of these things. You can't have the drugs are killing alarming numbers of people, and the published studies on these drugs show that they're wonderfully safe and effective. Those two things don't go together. You can only conclude that the published studies are totally fraudulent and they have been approved by editors of these journals who, in fact, know that they're publishing fraudulent material.
Right. So it begs the question, and there are a number of new articles this week that John has published at No More Fake News. We also have them at robertscottbell.com, including one that says why the FDA should be charged with murder. And I would expand that, of course, to that which could rein in the FDA tomorrow if they had the will and the guts to do so, and that's Congress.
Indeed. Sure, because Congress could begin to pass laws and limit the FDA. There could be multiple congressional committees investigating the FDA, calling these people, past and present directors, employees of the FDA, on the carpet, grilling them extensively in public, exposing their crimes. There's a guy named Ronald Kavanaugh that I've mentioned before in articles, who was interviewed by Martha Rosenberg, medical writer. He was a drug reviewer at the FDA, and he said that the life of his life and the life of his family was threatened, and he was threatened with jail. Why? Because he was a holdout, because he refused to rubber stamp these new drugs for approval for public use, because he saw that they were dangerous. That's the culture at the FDA. So this whole agency could be completely taken apart and just simply deleted.
Yeah, deleted. I agree. And if you think about how it got to be this way, I have to think about the mainstream media. I have to think about network news. We're talking about movies. When we come back from this break, those of you listening on radio, John Rappaport's going to reveal the movie you have to see. And we've got a lot of millennial listeners that may not know about this movie. And we're going to plant the seed for you to understand how the world has been manipulated through the father figures of media.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. Damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Network, the movie, the film about the news that has not been done since as well, and John Rappaport's here to comment on that and a whole lot more because the news has shaped reality for so many for so long, John.
Sure has, and I like to remind people from time to time of this 1976 movie written by Paddy Chayefsky and directed by Sidney Lumet called Network, which is by far the greatest movie ever made about the news. And it presupposes that a major network, which is going broke, is trying to figure out how to get ratings. And one of their up-and-coming stars, played by Faye Dunaway, she understands the audience. and she says, just turn over the whole news division to my entertainment division, and I will devise shows that will send ratings up through the roof. And that's what happens. But they are crazy shows, you know. Revolutionary group that robs banks is now going to be filmed live robbing banks. You're going to have Howard Beale, who is, you just heard on that clip, the unhinged newsman, is now going to be turned into a kind of religious prophet with a studio audience. And he's going to talk nonstop for an hour, and they're going to dump the news entirely. Who cares about that? And so on and so forth. And you begin to see what's actually happening now with mainstream news in a very extreme version with brilliant writing by Paddy Chayefsky. So one of my conclusions is that the image has replaced the word as a form of gaining knowledge in our society. People watch videos, and they, of course, they watch television. And so the whole purpose of television is to build up an impression in people that they know something. It's not to actually give them knowledge. It's just to make them feel like they know more than they did before. And that's called propaganda. But it's the evening news every night. And if we were to return to the word, or some people did, they would begin to discover that their active mind is much more important than the mind that they use when they watch television.
Theatricality in the news, like you said, the entertainment division takes over. Was it predictive of what would happen, or do you see, and again, this is 1976, was it revealing things that they that were actually happening already at that time? Again, for a lot of our younger listeners that may never have seen the movie or knew about the talking heads like the Walter Cronkites of the world, which we'll talk about next segment, you know, where do you place this in what it did as a movie?
Well, I think that it was already starting to happen in actual television news, but not like it is today. Because you can see on cable news, for example, now, that there is much less emphasis, even on reporting the news, as many lies as that contains. And instead, most of these people go to their panels.
Oh, that's right. It's the
talking
heads
on the
news.
Let's bring on the panel now.
Let's talk about that. How has it evolved? How has it devolved? And how is it controlling your view of the world even today, or especially today? With John Rappaport next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Bertero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from the
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea, your best defense.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Why the FDA should be charged with murder. Another great article by John Rappaport, available right here at robertscottbell.com and, of course, at nomorefakenews.com. Also talking about the movie Network, the rise and fall of TV news, no more father figures as anchors, apparently, and how it shapes reality, the news, as well. And we were just talking on the break to our YouTube watchers over at RS Bell Media Channel about the fact that, yeah, we can point out the dangerousness and deadliness of modern medicine and those who support it and use it and promote it. But we are also, let's say, contributing factors to that. If we just go to the doc and say, hey, doc, give me a script, or go, yes, doc, I will take whatever you say I should take, it's just going to feed on itself, and the self-fulfilling deadliness it will just continue to perpetuate. So how did we get here? How do we break this cycle? How do we get out of it? And how does the modern news cycle fit into this control?
Well, as I was saying before the break, one of the big things that's happened, especially you can see it on cable news, is that they minimize actual reporting, as bad as that is, of the news. And they go to the panels. Let's bring on the panel. And all of a sudden you see three other heads that appear. They're all totally compromised, depending upon which political party they belong to, or which lobbying firm they represent, or which propaganda front they're part of. And they start talking over each other and then yelling and screaming, and this is now the news. This is reflected, in a way, by the film we were discussing, Network, which means that the news is now handed really over to the entertainment division, because this is like a version of the Jerry Springer show, where you have giant arguments breaking out and people saying the most ridiculously insane things just off the top of their heads, and it becomes a melee at a free-for-all, and that's the value. The value is insanity. It's, you know, like walking down the street and suddenly you see three people screaming at each other, and there's going to be a lot of people that stop and watch this. And that's what the news is getting to be. That's where it's going, and it's going to get worse, not better.
So, John, if I ask you this question about, like, again, the Walter Cronkite era, that those of our elder listeners, I include ourselves in that because I remember Cronkite, the time where we had that father figure, that soothing person would come on and tell us what's going on in the world, and we sat rapt with attention. Yes, Cronkite, did you hear what Cronkite said? And of course, that devolved into multiple talking heads and, you know, the failure of a Brian Williams being outed as, a very high-paid liar. Now you said, well, we've got these talking head panels. Has this been sort of, we kind of stumbled on this as our new way of keeping control? Or is it something that they have now said, you know, this is, we can't do it the old way. We see that now, but we've done research, and now if we just throw a bunch of arguing talking heads, we can keep this ruse going.
It's a breakdown on their part, because they tried to go for the younger demographic, because advertising agencies and survey people and so on, corporate people, convinced the people at the networks that the news division had to make money, and it had to make money by putting on ads that would be appealing to the younger demographic, because in the, let's say, whatever, 25 to 40-something age bracket, you get the people with discretionary income that want to buy stuff and keep buying stuff. Okay. So the networks tried to go with that, and they said, you know, let's not look for more father figures to deliver the news, because that demographic doesn't really, you know, respond to that. So let's go younger. So they went younger and even stupider. And then came the parade of new network anchors for television news that were even less able to control and dominate and mind control their audiences than before. And so the whole system began to break down from within, and it's still breaking down. I mean, it's their fault. They did it to themselves, and they don't know how to get out of it. Because if you look now, just tune in to NBC, ABC, and CBS in America, the national evening news, and watch the anchors, and see if you even have a shred of interest in their credibility. There's nothing going on there anymore. They have been in the process of destroying themselves completely.
So their next move beyond the screaming heads, from talking heads to screaming heads, is what? I mean, we've talked about the mandated participation in modern medicine. I don't know that anybody's going to go for mandated participation in the evening news anymore.
No, I don't think so. Censorship is their primary attack point these days, because they recognize that into the vacuum has come independent media, which means you, me, and a whole lot of other people all around the planet that are presenting actual news to people, and it's becoming more and more convincing and interesting to more and more people. So they have to try to censor this and limit it and delist it and hide it and bury it and so forth by calling it fake news. And they have been in the progress of doing that. And in the progress of doing that, the major networks have realized that they are less important than social media, like Twitter, Facebook, and so on. So they've gone to these giant companies and said, we need your help. We need you to censor, so that our news is the news. That's the only way we can reestablish ourselves. And that's their current strategy. That's what they're trying to do. You know, it can be somewhat successful, because if they can take you off of a search engine or bury you down somewhere where people won't find you, yes, that works. But if you can build up, as an independent media person, your own audience that comes directly to you for the news, then their censorship really, through social media, doesn't amount to very much. It's not going to work in the long run.
John, in your observations over the years, you found there's always a sense of controlled opposition, right? There would be an opposition that comes up, but it's really part of the same group. Everybody's playing everybody, or they're playing us as, you know, the populace. And yet there's a wild card in this mix. In our lifetime, we've discussed him. His name is Donald Trump. Apparently, I'm trying to figure out where he is really, you know, how do you argue? Well, he's part of that same Hegelian dialectic all of those years ago, and he's playing us. And I'm just trying to find strategically how that's working. You know, I'm still struggling on this one.
Well, I know there are people who say that. And he certainly is, Trump, beholden to hidden interests and not-so-hidden interests like Goldman Sachs and so forth. No question about it. But what I'm interested in, and I think other people should be interested in, is what I would call the Trump effect, which is really, to some degree, an echo and a reflection of a growing number of people all over the world that want the sovereignty of individual nations. They want a decentralized power away from globalism. They want to take sensible measures in their own countries to limit, say, a flood of immigration that's going to cause many, many troubles for their country, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that effect is definitely having impact, as anybody can see if you look around. No question about it. So regardless of who he is or what he is or isn't, he has helped to spearhead that or to reflect it, certainly, to his own advantage. And his attacks on mainstream news as being fake news, as disturbing as that is to some people, I welcome it wholeheartedly. In fact, what I said at the very beginning when Trump looked like he could get the nomination for the Republican candidacy, I said this could be, if this is his only contribution as a candidate or a president, it's way more than any other president in my lifetime has done to break down the brainwashing that goes on in major media. And that is incredibly important, because major media at one time was the eyes, ears, mouth of the public, and it really isn't anymore. And we have to continue that trend. We have to keep, you know, breaking down that fake brainwashing that's been going on for so long.
I have this visual of a young Kevin Bacon in Animal House at the end when the parade has gone haywire, the Belushi, everybody's doing their thing, and he's, you know, all is well, and he's being trampled and run. That, yes, the so-called orderists, those that are playing the Hegelian dialectic game on all of us, are attempting to do so. They try to bring order out of chaos, their order, but they had some level of control over the chaos then. I have a sense that they're like that, going, what do we do now? We no longer control the narrative at all.
Exactly. I mean, that is happening. So instead of people just only sitting back and taking sniping shots at whoever, dig in, put your shoulder to the wheel, and begin spreading as best you can the best news that you can find, whether whether it's in video form, article form, independent media news all over the planet to help waking people up. That's step one. That's the very least you can do, and it makes a major contribution. You send out links, you send out pieces of the best news that you can find from independent media, because that is turning the tide, believe me. And it's not just an illusion.
Yeah, there is. This is something that was beyond their plan, right?
But yes, absolutely beyond their plan. This is not something, oh, yeah, we're going to foster the independent media and then let them run wild for, I don't know, 20 years, and then we'll just completely decimate them. That's not what's happening. We're talking about untold thousands of independent media outlets, hundreds of thousands, whatever, that have sprung up online in various ways. And nobody is saying that these are uniformly accurate. You know, people have been trained like dogs to believe that if we have a transition from something worse to something better, it's going to be a smooth, calm, rational
transition. Not so. Hey, when they invade a country, there's a reason why they grab the radio stations and TV stations first. They don't want to lose control, but they already have. Thanks to John Rappaport. We'll be back. I'm stepping in the woman issue again.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I've almost made it. I've stayed upright for the entire almost 2 hours of the show today, despite the lack of sleep, the red eye, all of that stuff. And part of it, because I'm so pumped up every time John Rappaport gets to join us on the air. Go to nomorefakenews.com, learn all about that, and we publish a lot of his articles here at robertscottbell.com. Remember, this is 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. This kicks off our broadcast week, and on Monday through Friday evenings, East Coast time, afternoons, West Coast time, if you're listening live. Then again, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, of course, GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. And typically we try to do 5 out of the 6 broadcasts a week on YouTube. We actually did 6 out of the 6 this week, although one wasn't fully produced. Super Don put that together for GCN for Friday's show. So check it out. Archives are all there. John Rappaport sticking around to talk about the gender roles. I don't know if this is gender confusion or if this is strengthening some sort of gender bias, but Super Don, I'm looking for somebody to blame here because I've already stepped into the man-woman thing, and I know some people are upset because I called Julie Gerberding to be excommunicated from the female side of things. And now there's an apparently scientific study out of UC Berkeley and Bar Ilan University in Ramat Gan, Israel, indicating that most people feel that female relatives nag the most.
Yes.
Yes,
okay. No. All right. I am going to man up here.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And we're just reporting the news. Really, I promise. And you know, the article starts off says chances are we all have a nag in our lives, unless we happen to be the nag ourselves. But this person may often be well-meaning, but the truth is that being around them can become tiring and emotionally draining. And then according to this study, what they found is, in most cases, that difficult person is a woman that we're closely related to, as in our mother, our wife, or our sister. Now, I don't know. I mean, how do you feel about that, Robert? I mean, would you say that in your personal experience that this is something that you would agree with?
Well, my mom is watching, and so is my wife. They would never, never nag. I don't think there's one time I've ever been nagged by either of them. John, yes. How's your experience been in your lifetime?
Actually, my experience would be that the main nagger was a male.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Interesting.
And, you know, the nagging has many forms because you use the word well-meaning. This is the cover story for most naggers, you know. I only care about you. I'm not doing this because me. I'm, you know, I'm I'm a religious prophet or whatever. You know, I'm just completely dedicated to your well-being, and that's why I keep suggesting that you do this, that, and this, and that.
Right. Leave it alone. Right? Let it go. No. Of course, they keep coming back. Now, granted, you know, if it is a male-female thing, John has thrown a wrench in that concept now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess this could be in any relationship. Men could nag, husbands could nag their wives, whatever, or you could have a, you know, partnership, relationship, whatever you call it, between the same sexes, and there's going to be someone that can nag you about something. Is it because the person won't do what the other person wants them to do? Probably. But the question is, why? Why does, you know, why don't you just do what you're told?
Yeah. Just do what you're told.
And then I wouldn't have to nag.
Are we completely trying to navigate a minefield right now? That's what it feels like right now.
Oh, my gosh. I am so nervous in this segment. You don't even know. It was easy for me to call Julie Gerberding out as not being a real woman.
Well, listen, fact, I think we've all been guilty of what would be considered nagging.
Mm-hmm.
At some point. And I think sometimes it is well-meaning, of course. You know, then there are other times where people are just trying to get under your skin or you know, being vindictive or whatever. It's relationships are interesting all around.
Well, for those of you who think that I'm anti-woman because of what I said about Gerberding or this topic, I would propose that all men are no longer allowed to be medical doctors, and the entire field of modern medicine now would have to be from teaching on out medical school run by women. And I'll bet it would change for the better. I do. I feel that. So for women that think I don't like, no. I think if you took over modern medicine, lock, stock, and barrel, kick the men out, we'd have a much better system.
Yeah, and I think that if you took the women who are nurses who've had vast experience and put them into more significant positions, the whole thing would change as well.
Absolutely. All right, see? Pro women, John Rappaport, Super Don, and Robert Scalfell.
Right.
Folks, another great episode kicking into gear for our entire week of Broadcast Healing. John, my friend, thank you so much for all that you do.
Same to you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, we got a lot more to do, but we're out of time today. The power to heal, though, is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.